As you open the door, Wilder, you hear a voice to the left of you. As you open it, look, address everybody in the crowd. You hear another, "My boy."
I quickly shut the door. You know what? I'm going to go sit down.
Wilder?
No, I'm...
You're locking you it or can... just shutting it?
Just shutting it. Mm-mm. I'm not going out
there. Are you alright, lad?
No.
Did you see him again?
Him? Him who?
I just kind of look at Aileen like, really? Really?
We don't keep secrets here, so.
Not well.
Well.
And you didn't say to keep it a secret.
Who are we seeing?
Fenric, my mentor. We've had this discussion.
Oh, we did? Yeah, I feel like we did talk about this.
Okay, so...
I wasn't listening.
The most traumatized group of people, I swear.
Yeah.
I would agree. So,
welcome
last
to D&D
night,
therapy.
At some point, I had... I don't know if it was a dream. It felt more like deja vu, like I'd been there, like I'd done this thing. And... I killed my mentor. Like, it was a younger version of me before I met you all. And I killed him. I stabbed him. I'm getting really hot. I need to sit down.
You are sitting down, dear.
Everybody talking really loud, or is it just me?
Yeah, have a cookie.
I don't know if I can leave, because every time I look out a window, when I was in the kitchen, I looked out the window, and he was there, and I opened the door, and he's there, and Stumblefoot, I feel like I'm losing my mind. Is this, like, the not drinking thing? Is this what happens?
You don't normally see dead people. That's different.
And
normally it's kind of you get the shakes, you don't feel good for a couple of days, and then you're fine. You know, drink some water and you get over it.
I mean,
but hallucinating, that's not normal.
I don't even know if I'm hallucinating anymore. I think I'm losing my mind. Because it's different than yesterday when I saw him in the alley.
Would you like one of us to go out and check and see if he's there?
I'm very good at seeing dead people.
Please.
Callum can talk deadies or whatever they speak.
Fluent. Fluent.
Dunnan, could I get a cold glass of water, something?
Just water.
Yeah. My chest feels tight.
Okay. He goes. He rummages around, brings you out a glass of water, and this little thing with his hand cast ray of frost on the glass. It should be pretty cold now.
Yeah. If somebody wants to go look outside and tell me if I'm crazy or not, that would be wonderful.
Stumblefoot will go look outside.
I'll go with.
Step outside and make a investigation check.
I will also use my primeval awareness.
What does that do?
Lets me see undead things and other things too, but I hope there's no aberrations.
Lets you see them or detect them?
Detect them. I can sense them within a mile.
Oh yeah, you sense a couple undead things within a mile.
And like, you know, dragons and elementals and all that other stuff, but... Mm-hmm. I hope there's no dragons. We can't deal with that right now. Oh my goodness gracious!
An 18.
What are we rolling? Perception?
Investigation.
Oh, well, I'm not good at that, but the dice finally benefited me because I rolled a 19.
As you look around, you see dragging footsteps near the door. And then as you follow them, you see a mound of dirt where they end.
A mound of dirt?
Yes.
Are they
stumble footsteps, dragging footsteps?
Where do they go? Do they go like around the back side of the building? They go down an alleyway, or are they just,
go to the corner of the building and then there's a mound of dirt and the footsteps stop.
A mound of dirt just piled up on the sidewalk?
Next to the sidewalk, yeah.
Playing hide and seek.
Wait, are we talking like concrete sidewalks? Like, I don't think there's really sidewalks in
the... Well, no, but there's like the streets in Waterdeep are paved, so...
It's like in the yard.
Okay. No. Is there a hole near the mound of dirt?
Nope, just
the mound
of dirt.
Taste the mound of dirt.
What? Okay.
Listen, I'm going to embrace my rangerness today and just taste it and see if it's actually dirt.
Are you seriously tasting it?
That's dirty.
You taste it? Make a nature check.
Oh, tastes boy. Like dirt? Oh, I didn't even put proficiency in nature. This is fun.
That dirt cake.
That was another 19. Buy dice from Sage's Portal.
They don't always roll bad.
They don't always
This dirt is moist and freshly aerated. It would seem like it was just churned up within the past minute.
Well, it's definitely dirt.
I don't think that Wilder's hallucinating.
No, it seems as though someone... I'm not saying that if we dig in this mound, we'll find a body, but something just put this mound here and... tastes fresh, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Let's go get Wilder and show him.
Do you want me to keep an eye on it so it doesn't move?
Hey, I'll bring it back.
Uh-huh.
Wilder, there's something you need to see. I don't think that you're crazy or hallucinating.
So you did find a body?
No, but I found something odd. So I'll take him outside and I'll show him the tracks that I found, the dragging footsteps that lead to the mound of freshly dug dirt.
Where Callum is poking at it with a staff.
Where, like, yeah, when we get there, Callum apparently is poking at it.
Digging in the fresh dirt.
And explain to Wilder, you know, what we found.
So, you're telling me that this... could be Fenric. I kind of want to say I believe you, but...
I'm saying is there's something hinky going on, and I don't think... Somehow it's connected with you, but I don't think that you're hallucinating. Because clearly something that drags its feet like an undead creature walk this way... And now we've got a pile of dirt here in the ground that looks like something recently dug around here. Maybe he's been perverted into some kind of strange tunneling undead creature. I don't know.
Like a worm.
But something funny is going on.
Okay, so...
It's not ha-ha funny, though.
So about a week ago, when all this craziness started, Callum came back. Fenric was... I think he was gone. He wasn't in his grave. Christopher was gone. He wasn't in his tomb.
Great. We haven't solved that one yet either. So
I've
got all kinds of warm fuzzies.
I'm just assuming that everything's connected and the only common thing that we have is Zeos. Okay. So I just thought of something. Remember last night I asked you if you had heard of Constable Perth?
Right? I have.
Every time I've seen him, He's holding a yellow handkerchief.
He's what?
He's holding a yellow handkerchief. Like, dabbing his forehead like an old fat guy would. And he is an old fat guy.
But it's yellow.
Right, right. And Zaos wears yellow. I mean, I think so. That's the connection. It has to be a connection, right? Because I saw Perf and I saw Fenric together yesterday.
Hey. Well, I definitely think you're onto something. I think Zaos is jerking your chain. There's something in your past that he finds fun to mess about with.
So maybe my dream wasn't a dream.
No, maybe it wasn't a dream, lad.
Alright, I need you guys to really help me not drink, because this is really stressful. And I'm kind of worried that I'm not going to be able to do it by myself.
I'll help you.
I can't promise that I'll be helpful, but I'm there for you.
Nod committal.
I think that's as good as you're going to get from Callum.
All right.
Callum will help you in a different way.
I'll be there for you when you fall off the wagon.
From what I understand, Callum's idea of helping sometimes involves stabbing, so maybe outside of arm's reach.
You never know. Maybe we're cut from the same cloth, so to speak.
I hope not.
That was a joke, lad. That was a joke.
I just, you know, it's not... I just can't promise to, you know, like, tie you down or anything, but, like, I'm there for you. If you need it.
So, all right.
Let's get the show on the road.
Yes, please. Let's do whatever we're doing. I can't think about this anymore.
Let's grab Anxious Baker and He Who Eats a Lot and get moving on to the church.
I have never felt so seen in both of those descriptions. Right?
Stumblefoot's going to go inside and gather up Aileen and Orbog.
Now, when you say gather up,
just picks them up. Because we're both
small. Heaves them both Stumblefoot over his shoulder.
Stumblefoot is about the same size, maybe a little smaller, shorter than Orbog. So gathering him up would be...
How tall is Stumblefoot?
I think I'm shorter than Orbog.
Am I the biggest one in the party right now?
I'm 5 foot.
I had it written down, but it's not on my character sheet now. Stumblefoot is under 5 foot.
I'm 2'11".
Dwarf, so he's got to be under 5 foot.
All right. Yeah, well, Pooh is still amongst you.
Oh, that's true.
Okay. Yeah, but he's not here, so he doesn't count.
Who is 2 here?
Prove it.
I will tell...
If he is, then he needs to tell me his favorite color right now.
I will tell the...
He looks at you, and he says...
I do not believe for a second that tangerine is his favorite color.
I'm pretty sure he said purple. I heard a purple.
I thought he said
there.
Orbog.
Don't believe
I'm pretty sure he said, it's purple. I will inform the rest of the people who belong to this party of misadventurers that we are going to the church, and then we're apparently heading north. And I will also grab a cinnamon roll for the road.
Go into the chapel and we're
gonna get buried.
Gonna get exercise.
Can I, like, put various baked goods in my pack, like, on my official character sheet?
Sure you can, Jester.
Yeah.
What?
I am.
I got Dave with that one, so
at
least one person understood what I did.
I got it.
I liked it.
We're
going to the chapel and we're going with pastries.
So we're not gonna check out the mound or anything. We're just gonna leave it there.
I was poking at it with my staff and nothing happened. So
Orbog,
I didn't find anybody.
Orbog is the most ADD character of the group.
I was poking at it.
Hey, let's do that. I put something else out there. But what about that? Are we just not gonna do anything with that?
That's me. That's not Orbog. Orbog didn't know about that.
I was standing outside the whole time waiting for Stumblefoot to come back, just digging at this hole. So
yeah, so when Stumblefoot comes out with you guys see Callum poking at a mound of dirt.
Is there a hole down there?
I haven't found one. I'm making a hole.
Callum, as you're poking at it, it's loose dirt all the way in there, like something was tunneling like through
he,
the
like
dirt.
Oh, I'm going back to the idea that this man was a worm.
Stick your hand in there.
Well, that sounds like a really bad idea.
I mean, all right. I reached down and used my hand to dig.
As you push your hand into it, it feels like topsoil, just that very, very loose consistency.
You know, noodling is a bad idea.
Does anybody have a shovel?
What does or it taste spoon? Like?
Well, it tasted fresh. I already tasted it, so.
Dunnan has plenty of spoons.
Yeah, like a big one, clean? Like a paddle, like a.
Like an axe.
I don't need it clean. I'm gonna dig with it. So. Anyone got anything like that?
Aileen will go back inside and get a spoon.
Bring it back. Dernan's like, wait. Why are you taking one of my spoons?
One spoon.
I will explain later.
No, you will explain now. You filled my establishment with baking goods. You used up all my flour, and now apparently I have to be a bakery for the day to get some table space in here.
Now, whose fault is it for not having enough flour?
I don't recall you asking for permission to use my kitchen either.
Well, you can charge money for all of these.
Why are you taking my spoon?
Callum needs it.
Yeah, no, we're not. No. Give me the spoon. After what I've seen, I don't trust Callum with sharp or semi-sharp objects. And he just kind of plucks the spoon out of your hand. No. In fact, if I were you, I would give him some slip-ons and take his shoelaces away from him as well.
What about a fork?
Again. No.
A cup?
No. No.
A cup would work well. I can make a cup work.
Suicide prevention day.
No.
Why are you not asking for a shovel?
Yeah.
Because I said I was going to go get a spoon.
While Aileen's doing that, I start digging in the dirt with one of my daggers.
I'm just
gonna use both hands. Like, we're gonna get to the bottom of this, literally. Never mind.
I don't think there's anything here.
The road is not naturally this soft, you know?
Question.
Yes, sir.
Is there like a tool shed or anything out behind the yawning portal?
In fact, there is.
Stumblefoot's gonna shake his head and walk over to the tool shed.
This
and
is
open
why
it up
the man is mayor.
You find a shovel.
Stumblefoot's gonna come back with a shovel and he's just gonna present it to the group. Say, shovel.
He's gonna get all cobby lame with it.
Thank you. I asked for one of those. It's the only thing I've ever wanted aside from the love and affection of a father. Not getting that.
At least I was able to come through with a shovel then for you, lad.
Thank you.
How about it, Callum?
I appreciate Dunn, it.
What about chopsticks?
No.
Start digging with a shovel.
Okay. Sounds like Callum's gonna shovel.
Yeah, I'm very strong.
He never gets tired. Aileen's
inside. She doesn't know this. She's still trying to wheedle something out of Dern.
I'm moderately strong.
I'm just gonna shovel until I find something. Or until the dirt changes, so... Until the DM says otherwise, I'm shoveling here.
Dernan hands you a wet noodle. He goes, here, you can get... This is what I'd be willing to give Callum right now.
Where did you even get this? There's noodles drying over there. Why did you get me a wet one?
Because
I
think the dry ones will be a little bit too firm.
That is very disrespectful, but I'm not entirely sure you're wrong. I'm just going to walk out with the wet noodle.
Oh, no.
Well, all that Dunnan was willing to give me was this noodle. Oh, you found a shovel.
Well, I found the shovel.
Well, that was infinitely more helpful.
Hey.
I'll eat the noodle.
Why am I not surprised?
I throw the noodle to Orbog.
Orbog must be going through puberty with as much as he's eaten.
Well, I skipped it. So.
Apparently, Orbog's going on running a marathon tomorrow because he is carbo loading hard.
He's right eating
now.
His emotions, man. As you dig this hole, you notice that the soft bits are probably about 2.5 feet wide, and it's more of a tunnel than it is a hole, because once it goes down about 6 feet, it starts to curve.
Oh, Lord. I'm down. Oh, I don't want to be 6 feet under. I've been here before.
Someone help. I think, listen, now that we've got this, I can get the city guard out on a lookout for it. We don't have to chase this ourselves.
Yeah, this seems like...
You have dead people crawling under the ground problem.
Yeah.
Like termites.
I don't do that. I just want...
Understood. Yeah, I'm also noticing that you're out walking around during the day, which means, you know...
Yeah. Don't drag your feet.
Not usually.
Yeah.
What does that have to do with anything?
Some of these other ones drag their feet.
Stumblefoot's gonna look for some guardsmen. City guard. Is there a post nearby or is there a patrol?
I'm sure you know how to find them.
Okay, I'm gonna take them over and give them instructions and
yell
tell them
fire,
to start
not help.
Looking around town for any other mounds of dirt in people's yards or stuff like that, and to try and start figuring out where these things are going.
Air up. Use the buddy system.
As you're talking to him, he goes, oh, there was a lot of those over near that one bakery.
Which bakery?
Only on Tuesdays.
Really? Is that the only other place in town where you've been seeing these?
I mean, just to my recollection.
Get a map of the city. Break up into teams no less than 2 guards at a time and start plotting out all the places where you've seen holes. Apparently, we've got problems popping up like whack-a-mole. It's just insane.
There
today.
Was some near your parents' bakery.
Some what?
Holes.
Holes in the ground like this one here.
Where there now?
Aileen, you probably don't remember this. We've had a lot of dead people go missing yet show up. Callum.
Also, your parents are missing.
Right.
Well, that we covered briefly.
Right.
So, yeah.
That might have been responsible for the cinnamon rolls.
So, it seems to me that your family bakery is kind of the hub of everything going on. So I assume that Zeus loves baked goods or something. I don't know.
Well, maybe it's a trap. Because Aileen wasn't Aileen the one that he was looking for?
Indeed.
Yeah.
He was looking for
right.
me.
Oh, there's
sounds like a trap to me.
Hole in her soul.
All right, so we go.
So, yeah, are we doing the church thing, or are we now going to the bakery?
I thought we were going to the church on the way out, and then going to the Sanders.
Let's go to the church.
That's what I thought we were
on the way
too.
Right, right. Otherwise, Orbog won't shut up about it.
Yeah, let's do all the things.
Right.
No wonder y'all never get anything done.
That's what I've been saying.
Well, if they put me in charge.
Orbog, look, a squirrel.
It must mean something.
I already ate. I'm starting to full up. Thank you.
No thanks, I'm full.
Fortunately, I've already described the bakery as being fairly close to this location anyway.
But we're not going to the bakery, so...
It's on the way.
We're not going to the bakery.
No, choo-choo.
You're not going to walk past it at all.
We've already gone to the bakery.
No, we're going to walk by and our heads are going to be facing the opposite direction.
Is the route to the church, is the from the yawning portal is the bakery directly. Like, it's an unavoidable stop on the route. Is that what you're telling
us? You can take other routes if you want to.
We will not bite that hook.
All right.
I mean, I don't see a reason to actively avoid.
We will everywhere but that bakery.
If it's on the way, it just makes sense that we would at least stop and check.
No, you guys don't. You guys don't flip and go to the bakery. In fact, you know what? You know what? There is an invisible wall. There is an invisible wall that keeps you from going to the bakery.
So are we going to the bakery now?
No. Apparently not.
No.
I'm just saying that, listen, we dug this hole and you said, I'm going to put the city guard on it. We don't need to dig any more holes. Do we need to go look at more of the holes at the bakery?
I delegated investigation of that problem to the city guard.
Hey.
I've already
so that we can continue on with what we are trying to do.
I don't want to go there again. It made me really sad. It's probably the first time I've admitted I was ever sad. So I don't want to go back.
DM, it sounds like we're going to go to the church.
Yes, Callum. That's what made you sad.
There was other stuff too.
The bakery with nothing there.
It was the bakery.
The empty bakery.
The scale of Callum's emotional well-being.
This is
you only on Tuesdays for my spiral into depression.
This is the blurred line between Catherine and her character.
You gotta come up for air.
Is this feeling less like a podcast and more like a home game right now to anybody else?
Yes.
I'm dying. Oh my goodness.
Indeed.
All right.
I'm not ready.
Well, we got a show to record, kids, so ready or not, we're doing this.
Look at this bakery, it's surrounded in holes.
No. You guys head towards the church, actively avoiding the bakery. In fact, you take a special route to distinctly not go to the bakery.
Oh, look at the bakery, we'll turn into stone.
And, you pull up at the church.
Okay, let's go in the church. We're at the church. Look, Callum, we're at the church.
Yeah, here we are.
Callum, as you get closer to the church, you are becoming increasingly uncomfortable.
I've been uncomfortable this whole time, bud.
So, Orbog, what's your plan here, buddy?
What if we just don't go in, though, you know?
I mean, you certainly don't have to. Nobody's going to force you. Tilda's not here.
Here's a good test. Why don't you just step onto the grounds first, rather than rushing
into the foot? One foot. What's the worst that could happen? We have Dr. Nyx, and he could always give you a new foot if you had to.
But what if I just don't? What if I just stay here? You guys go in, see how it looks.
Well, I can tell you how it looks. I mean, it's mid-church.
Maybe we should
paint me a word picture.
Knock him out.
I don't think that's a good idea.
I don't prefer that.
Hey, Callum. Mm-hmm. There's another bit of dirt right here, and I point to just inside the fence.
You know, is there?
Actually, there is.
Oh, is there?
Yes.
I was lying, but that works.
But it's right next to the stairs of the church, though.
What if you just go look at it and tell me if it tastes fresh? And then I'll give you the
shovel. I am not putting dirt in my mouth.
Stumblefoot narrows his eyes and goes to examine the pile of dirt next to the steps of the church entrance.
Do you want to taste it? See if it tastes fresh.
No, that's quite all right.
Do you want the shovel?
It looks very similar to the mound of dirt that you found outside of the yawning portal.
I'm telling you, Mr. Mayor, you have a rodent problem.
Apparently we have a burrowing zombie problem.
Maybe if we all get shovels, we can play whack-a-zombie.
I don't like what that. What can I do? That thing makes me...
Sorry.
I would just like to not be standing here waiting for nothing to happen.
Well, I'd like for Callum to step inside, but he's a chicken boy. Bark, 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 bark. I double dare you to go in the church.
That's not, you know, it's not really helping.
All right, so do we just leave then? If you're not going to do it, then it's just we'll just leave. Because we're just wasting time.
We could just go to the Sanders then, you know.
Sure.
Well, we're here for you, Callum. Yeah. I don't especially need to go inside for any reason.
I mean, Orvog is the one that said he wanted to go here, so...
I said, if you went here, then I would go to the Bugbear War.
Okay,
I'm going to cast Calm Emotions, specifically on Callum.
What does that do?
So, you attempt to suppress strong emotions in a group of people, each humanoid, in... a 20-foot radius sphere centered on a point you choose, which I choose Callum, within a range. And I must have not finished typing.
Yeah, I need to know what I'm rolling. I think it's charisma.
Must make a something save.
But it might be wisdom.
I'm looking it up. Charisma saving throw.
Oh, boy.
You can choose to fail the throw if you wish.
I don't have to, because I got Sage's portal dice. So I rolled a 3.
Nice. All right. So
60 feet is the range, by the way, 60 feet and 20 foot radius sphere.
So you have one of two choices here, Aileen. You can choose to suppress any effect causing the target to be charmed or frightened. When the spell ends, any suppressed effects resumes, provided that its duration has not expired in the meantime. Or alternatively, you can make the target indifferent about creatures of your choice that it is hostile towards.
Can the church be a creature?
No, the church is a building.
No, the church is the people.
This is the steeple.
You guys.
I wasn't going there, I promise. I was asking a serious question. Can I not just like magically give Callum a Xanax?
I would assume that's what Calm Emotion
does. I think that would go under the first one.
Okay.
So yeah, you're starting to feel a bit more mellowed out, Callum, about the idea of going into the church.
Right. Yeah. You know, it's just that I've been thinking about a lot of things lately, not all of which I'll go into right now. But just like, what happens if I step down there and I die? Again, for real, this time.
I thought you were dead.
Yeah, but again,
we for will real. Bring you back.
Yeah,
somehow.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the thing. Orbog. And I guess Amy, sure, since you're in this conversation now. If I die, I need you to promise me something, but I need it to be one of those real promises, unlike the last one, when I asked you not to talk about my father and then you did, when Stumblefoot asked you not to talk about the thing that's in me and then you did.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so I need this to be a real one, you know?
Okay, real.
Yeah, so if I die again, don't bring me back, right?
We can certainly arrange that.
Okay.
We can honor that request.
Yeah, that's what I need. Okay. Yep. Great. I'm going to hold my breath and step forward.
You have an overwhelming sensation like that spell that Aileen cast put whatever is hitchhiking on you to sleep. So it's just like walking on normal ground right now.
Okay. Okay, I can breathe. Yep. Mm-hmm.
You okay?
Quite. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Let's go inside.
Yeah, you first.
Let's just try to walk a little closer.
Stumblefoot'll open up the door of the church and go inside.
Okay, this church has a set of double doors that open out. Mm-hmm. You open up the left door, and written on the inside of the door in blood is the word "my."
I'm gonna go inside and look at the door.
As you go inside and you look at the backside of the other door, it says "boy."
That's all it says is "my boy."
Mm-hmm.
Is it B-O-I or?
No.
Why is there blood inside? There shouldn't be blood inside.
Stumblefoot is very upset.
This is one of those churches.
And moves immediately to find materials with which he can clean this up with.
What's Wilder doing at this moment? Because Wilder, you haven't said you've gone in, so all you see is the word "my" on the open door.
Yeah, I'm kind of at the back of the group, just kind of making sure Callum goes in. Not really thinking about anything.
I'm just like looking at Wilder, like, why is there blood on the door? That's not normal, right? That's not what he meant, right? The whole bloodshed thing?
I'm not really.
No, that's not normal.
No, okay.
I didn't think it was a church thing. I mean, they do talk about blood and all, but I don't know.
Maybe it's jam.
Why don't you taste it and see? Because I taste dirt. It's dirt, but I don't want to taste that because I don't think it's going to be jam or dirt.
Just because you put foul things in your mouth does not mean that I'm going to put foul things in my mouth. And any jam I did not make is a foul thing.
Stumblefoot, what's on the door?
It says "my boy" and blood.
I don't like that.
I don't like that.
I don't like it either.
No, you don't understand. That's what Fenric calls me. Every time I've seen him, he calls for me "my boy."
Was Fenric religious?
Well,
I don't know. No.
Well, Fenric's on my list now for defacing my church.
Who else is on that list?
As far as I'm concerned, have at him. I need to sit down.
I don't have a chair.
I'm just going to sit right where I'm at.
Come inside. There's seats.
No.
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 Well, I'm going to clean this mess up.
Is there more blood in there? You know, like other places where they might have, you know, written other things?
Is there anything else written anywhere? Or is it just on the doors?
Nope, just the words "my boy" written on the inside of the doors.
Nope, just on the doors.
Cool.
I'm guessing he couldn't have come inside, so he opened the doors and wrote "my boy" and then closed them while he was standing on the steps.
So being out here is fine then, even if you're not... If it's so, this meant nothing. All right, that's cool. Yeah.
Come inside.
Well, you know, that kind of worries me.
Well, you can do what you like. I'm going to clean this mess up.
I'm going to sit down by Wilder.
Stumblefoot grumbles and stumps off.
Stumps.
Then Orbog says, for the listeners out there, Orbog had to step away from his mic. Warbog says, you guys are sitting here wasting time. I'm going to go over to the bakery and check that out. Thought I heard a train over there.
Yeah, that's what Orbog would say. It's like he's here.
You know, Orbog, I think I'm going to go with you because I need to check on it. I need to make sure for my own eyes that my pants are gone.
As Stumblefoot is washing the doors, is there a conversation that's going to happen between Callum and Wilder, or you guys just going to sit there and be sad boys together?
With enough time, I'm sure we'll say something.
Sad boys together forever.
Why do you think this is happening to us?
I I have thought about that question a lot. And then I decided I had to stop thinking about that question. Because I couldn't come up with anything that made sense. So, I don't know.
That's how I feel about my situation too. I'm not a bad person. I've done bad things, but not to hurt people. And now I feel like I've conveniently forgot something that was horrendous and life-changing, and I think I'm frustrated that I don't actually remember doing it, and I'm hoping that maybe not drinking and conversing with you and Stumblefoot and everyone else, maybe it'll jog my memory and I can, I don't know, what's the church thing, forgiveness for doing this thing. But I don't feel like I need punished for it all the time.
Well, the forgiveness part's easy. All you have to do is ask.
You're cleaning a door. Leave us alone.
Couldn't help but overhear.
Asking is easy. It's just the answers that aren't usually good. You know, I think not remembering's better.
Well, that's what you think until suddenly you have a very disturbing bit of deja vu that you can't shake, and you literally have your past coming to haunt you. I mean, we're kind of in the same boat. You've got Zeos, I've got Fenric.
What happened between you and Fenric?
I mean, growing up, family life was terrible. My mom died when I was a kid, and my dad kind of drunk himself into a stupor and he couldn't take care of me anymore. So I had to figure out how to take care of myself. And I found Fenric at one of the traveling carnivals around town. And he took me in. Very much like a father to me. And things were fine. And this part feels foggy, but I remember Constable Perf killing Fenric, and I ran like I always tend to do, and I don't know. I don't remember a moment where there was a problem between us. But my dream, it made me feel like I killed him to save my own hide. It's foggy, it's muddy, and I don't know what to do with myself.
Yeah. But I mean, at least you have all the good stuff, though, right?
Right. Although he could have done much better teaching me how to use magic. Maybe that's why I... No, that's not funny. Sorry.
Might be funny.
If it makes you feel any better, from the records that I saw, Constable Perth was removed from the city guard because he was corrupt. So the idea of him killing this Fenric fellow is certainly a lot more believable than you doing him in.
But I don't understand why I feel like I did it.
I cannot answer that for you, lad.
Maybe it's a time thing. I have to put up with whatever's going on and lean on you guys.
Maybe the dream is your mind's way of trying to cope with the guilt or the sense of loss that you've got around Finric. Maybe deep down inside you've been blaming yourself when it's not really your fault.
You might be right. Are you done cleaning the doors? Can we leave now?
Am I done cleaning the door?
You can be if you want to.
Is the door clean?
Pretty much. Doesn't take long to clean blood off of a door. Blood is pretty water soluble.
Then yeah, I'm
Unless
done.
Unless it's in cloth, and then you have to get hydrogen peroxide.
You ready, Callum?
I think that's about as good this is going to get for now.
All right, Aileen.
Yes.
You and Orbog are heading towards Only on Tuesdays.
Orbog, have you ever met my parents?
No. But if they're anything like your Aunt Tilda, I don't think I would like them either.
They are not. Tilda is the one that we try to hide. Except for special holidays when we parade her around.
You usually do want to parade an elephant in a parade.
I'm not sure I'd call Tilda an elephant, but okay. She is a spectacle, though.
Wait. What the heck is going on?
And as you guys pull up to Only on Tuesdays, you'll notice that the shop doors are open and there's a line of people going out of the bakery.
Well, that's not what's been the norm, as I'm understanding.
Yeah, I don't get it. Like, this place was a heap of rubble, and then you and Callum, except not you, like, said that this place was back up and no longer a heap of rubble, but there was nobody there, and now there's people here. I don't...
Okay, I've got to go in. So I go into the bank.
Yeah, I'm not going.
Fine, be that way.
You kind of shuffle your way past the line of people going out the door, and there is a blonde human and an elvish woman both working the counter at this bakery.
Hello, dears. Can you tell me what exactly you're doing here?
Well, we're working, of course.
Mm-hmm. For who?
Well, this is our bakery.
Oh, is it now?
Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. How long have you owned this establishment?
Oh, about 15 years.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Who owned it before you?
Well, we had the building made, so nobody.
Oh, well, that's fascinating. You haven't happened to seen a halfling family around here, have you?
No, you're actually the first halfling we've seen in probably about the last week.
Well, okay then. Thank you so much for your time. Y'all have a good day.
You too.
I'm going to walk out, I'm going to storm past Orblock, and I'm going to Tilda's house.
Wait, where are you going? Okay. He starts running after you, All right, you get to Tilda's house, and it is empty.
I'm going to throw the door open and start looking.
You throw the door open, and everything is as what you would expect for Tilda's house, except no Tilda, no little brother.
Alan! Get your butt out here!
Orbog follows behind, finally catches up with you, and he goes...
They're not here. We told them to leave town, remember? Oh, wait, that wasn't you. That was the other you.
Don't know what you mean by the other me. My parents own that bakery.
Yeah.
They have owned that bakery for the last 15 years.
Yeah.
Not some blonde-headed human.
Okay. You mind explaining to me what's going on? I was outside.
Apparently, there are two humans inside that are under the impression that the bakery has been theirs for the last 15 years. They had the building built. But I grew up in that bakery.
Okay.
Aileen's just going to sit down for a second. I need to know where my family is.
Well, I mean, that's on the list of things to do. I mean, there's been a lot of stuff coming up lately.
That's fine. But I need to know where my family is.
We should probably get back to the others.
I don't know if I can go with the others.
Well, I mean, this might change what they want to do, you know. You wait here. I'll go find the others.
Okay.
He runs off. And as you, where did you guys leave to after you guys got done cleaning the doors and talking?
I will, depending on what these two are doing. What are you two doing?
Well, the plan was when we were done here to go north. Apparently, we need to gather Aileen and Orbog now. So,
as you're saying this, Orbog is running down the street, kind of flailing his arms at you.
Well, there's one. What's going on, Orbog?
Something about blonde people and Aileen's parents.
Those blonde people.
And Aileen's at Tilda's house, and there's nobody there.
Right. Well, okay.
Is she in trouble?
Is that unexpected?
There were the bakery was open.
Who's running the bakery?
I don't know. I didn't go in.
Full of answers. Where's Aileen?
At Tilda's house. I just told you that.
Well, then let's go get her.
All right.
What's that, Dave?
I had a stroke. I'm fine.
Okay. So you guys pull up at Tilda's house. Aileen is just parked.
When they start to walk away, Calum's going to walk into the church.
Walk into the church? What's the duration of your spell that you cast for calm emotions?
Long enough.
Concentration up to 1 minute. Ooh. So it probably stopped as soon as I left.
Okay. Okay, as you step into the church after they leave, the part of you that steps into the church, the skin starts to peel off of it.
Oh, I don't like that.
And not just like slough off like dead skin, but it literally starts to peel off of your dermis in like someone's running a potato peeler down your leg. Are you going to stay at the church or are you going with them?
I'm going to pack up after I yell.
Okay. You guys hear a yell, and then Calum is catching up to you guys.
Well, I don't know about that. Do I take damage from that?
Yeah. Actually, now that you mention it. Fortunately, it was just a small piece. Like, you only stuck your foot in for a quick...
Just a small piece.
Just a toe.
I didn't wait for them to get like all the way to the bakery. It was like as soon as they turned their backs, I went to walk in. So if they
But anyway,
Calum, you're right, lad.
I got the words that came to mind. I first I couldn't say, but there were some words that came. My skin is falling off.
Well, that doesn't sound good.
No, it wasn't good. I walked into the didn't want to come here to begin with.
Well, we're leaving now, so are you okay?
No, not particularly. Are you okay? How do you feel right now?
Shut up.
Yeah, well, don't ask stupid questions then.
That's all I have is stupid questions.
You all go to the bakery or to Tilda's house. I'll catch up.
All right. Can we go?
All right. You guys make your way to Tilda's house, and Aileen is inside furiously cleaning the house.
I swear, I don't know why this woman won't buy some soap.
Aileen.
Yes.
What are you doing?
Cleaning.
Why?
Because Tilda doesn't believe in soap, and this place is filthy, and I can't believe that my brother was here.
Stress cleaning. Love it. Wonderful.
It is not stress cleaning. It needs to be done.
Are you stressed out?
That is none of your business, sir.
No. Look, Callum, another stupid question.
I don't even know you.
Well.
Yeah, and I hand Wilder a broom. Make yourself useful.
Physical labor, my favorite. Sure. Sure. And I start sweeping. Gotta make people happy.
Can't believe that they just up and left. 15 years!
What?
Like they never existed.
What are you talking about?
The blondes, and they don't even know how to bake. I smell fake vanilla.
Hold on. All blondes? Am I included in that?
Do you use fake vanilla?
I don't even know what vanilla is.
That's a whole other issue. And we'll work on that later.
But not you. What are you rambling on about?
The bakery was open.
Right.
And so I walked in, thinking it might be some friends that my parents had asked to run the bakery, thinking maybe this had been blown out of proportion. But no, there was a man and a woman running a bakery, and they said they had been there for the last 15 years. 15 years, Wilder! Do you know how long my parents have had that bakery?
15 years.
And like, I'm just mopping. 15 years. I grew up in that bakery, Wilder. I grew up there. Not with any blonde human or elf or whatever the heck they are. I don't like it. I want my family safe. Here, have a mop. And I'm going to go to the kitchen.
All right, we will go to Stumblefoot now. Stumblefoot, what are you doing? I'm assuming you're going to the bakery, but I don't want to assume.
Stumblefoot is going to close the doors to the church, and he is going to pray because he doesn't know what to do.
As you begin to pray, you hear another boom. Yeah, the big guys told me that you were asking questions again.
Is this going to be a thing, like, every time?
You know, I think it has something to do with your proximity to my kin.
Right. Well, that was part and parcel why I was praying. So I don't know if you know, but Zeus knows that we're aware of his presence. If that's who's hitchhiking on Callum, because Orbog blabbed. So I want to know, is there a way that we can get rid of it? Can we exercise it? What can we do? Well, we tried to bring Callum here, but apparently it hurts him to enter the church.
Well, yeah, I mean, he is part unholy thing right now.
I understand that.
It knows, you know, it seems like I tell you guys one thing and you guys are like, oh, let's go do this other thing that didn't tell us to do. And then it just first the crystal and then talking about, I don't know.
I don't even know how to express my remorse over the crystal or my frustration over not being able to keep a lid on this in front of Callum.
What you need to understand is that thing that's inside Callum, mm-hmm. It's replacing the piece of Callum's soul that keeps him alive.
So if we remove it, then Callum dies again or goes back to being dead.
Yes.
Okay.
And I don't know what damage is going to do to get it out of there.
Is there a way to restore Callum's soul while removing it? Callum expressed a desire to, if he were to die again, to remain in that state. So if we were to remove it,
Here's the thing.
Upset.
Do you know what happens to an incomplete soul upon death?
I can't rightly say that I do.
I'll give you a hint. You've seen it before.
So you're saying that if we expel this thing from Callum, that it'll destroy Callum's soul?
He just kind of looks at you a little bit blankly, like you answered your own question. Now you understand the conundrum I'm in.
Aye. Okay.
Now I'm working on a fix, but I ain't got it all completely figured out just yet.
Alright, well then I guess we'll cool our jets on that particular problem for now.
I have a feeling that part of the equation is destroying the other half of his hitchhiker, if you catch my meaning.
Right, the fellow in the yellow robes. Okay, well, perfect. Apparently, we've got a war to stop, so I guess I better get after that now.
Okay, well, yeah, that's a thing.
Aye, it's the law of unintended consequences. Well, thank you for your help. And good luck.
You got it. You know my number. And he holds out his fist.
I shake his fist.
Well, okay. I guess that's not a thing here. All right. Well, take it easy. And then, boom, he's gone.
Once again, at the bank drive-up. I don't understand.
And Stumblefoot really? Will leave and go catch up with the group.
What did you say, Stumblefoot? I didn't hear you.
I will go and catch up with the rest of the group.
All right. You get to Tilda's house. You hear Aileen ranting in the background. You come in there. You see Wilder pushing a broom and mop around. Callum, did you end up doing anything while you were there?
No, I'm just sitting out front.
Callum's just chilling out front with Orbog and Pooh.
What's all this about?
Do I hear that?
I think they're cleaning.
Yeah, sure you did, Aileen.
I will tell you what it is about. It is about the fact that an elf and a human have replaced my parents.
I'm going to slam water somewhere. Oh, so that.
Well, that sounds like a problem.
You think?
No, there's no reason to get short with me, lass.
No, you do that well enough yourself. I'm sorry. You are taller than me.
Careful, Stumblefoot. She's quite sassy right now.
Very true. I grew up in a dwarfinage. I'm not afraid.
Dwarfinage?
I'm not afraid of a worked up halfling lass.
All right, well.
Right, well.
Calm her down, because apparently I'm terrible at that, and I don't know how to use a broom and a mop at the same time.
I do not need to be calmed down. What I need is to find my parents and remove those imposters from their bakery.
Right. So, do you have proof?
I'm sorry?
I mean, we can check the city records. Have access to that, you know. We can see who holds the deed to the property, whose name is on it.
You might be worth keeping around. It should be under my parents' names.
Forgive me, but I don't think you've given me your parents' names.
I don't think I know my parents' names. John, did we set my parents' names, or can I come up with it on the fly?
I don't recall making them.
Okay. Someone will tell us if we have continuity errors.
Yeah, Super I believe it. Is it Mr. and Mrs. Sugar Baker?
That works. Let's do that.
Because I don't remember. Like, I can come up with a name right now.
We'll wait on that in case we do have names.
Well, before we leave town, we could stop by City Hall and take a look at the records for who is on record as owning only on Tuesdays.
Oh, yeah. Another trip. That's so much fun. I love it.
You can hush, whiny boy. Either of you.
Or you all can start headed north and I can go check with Aileen. It's up to you.
That is also acceptable.
I'm sure Pooh is anxious to get moving north as quickly as possible.
You caught me when I was having to generate names, jerk.
I mean,
I gotcha.
Anything to not sweep and mop at the same time anymore.
Right. Well, Aileen, why don't you come with me? We'll stop at City Hall on the way out of town and we'll catch up with the rest of the group. Callum, I've got some good news and some bad news.
That's reassuring.
So we probably won't be rid of your friend anytime soon.
Is that the good news?
That's sort of in the middle. Your friend is what's animating you.
Is that the good news?
No. The good news is that there's someone working on a way to, I guess, fix the problem. The bad news is if we were just to try and expel you, like right now, expel it right now, you know what happened to the other soul that was in Aileen and the same thing that happened to Mary's soul? That would happen to your soul. So your soul's out there somewhere. It's intact. And other people who, you know, are more celestial than the rest of us are working on a way to try and fix that problem.
So why don't you just take it out now?
Because it would destroy you.
And him.
It would obliterate your soul.
And him.
No, it wouldn't obliterate him. Just you.
And he'd just be fine then?
Aye.
But he wouldn't have anything to, you know, work off of.
Well, apparently what's in you is only half of him. The other half, if we destroy it, the half that, you know, bops around in a yellow cloak, if we destroy that, then it has nowhere to go. And it's complicated.
So what part of that was the good news?
The good news is that there's someone working on it.
So the good news is that maybe, potentially, in the future, there might be a fix.
Aye, there's hope.
Yeah, hope hasn't done a whole lot for me, so thanks, I guess, for that.
Well, it also gives us some answers, like things like don't take Callum to church anymore.
you know, that's not really been a problem in my life until now, so...
Well, now we know why.
And if you take it out, it won't do anything to him at all.
From what I understand, no. It'll just temporarily displace him. But it'll cause your soul to be destroyed. And I don't think that that's a... I've already got one soul being destroyed on my hands. And I don't want yours on my hands.
I see.
I think your soul's worth saving.
Well, that's one of us.
Well, that's what I'm working towards.
So we're going north then.
Hey, we're going north. But I figured since it directly applies to you, you should be appraised of the situation.
Well, thank you.
Aileen, shall we go to City Hall?
Yes, let's.
Right.
All right, the two of you make your way to City Hall to public records. And
the time.
What?
Is it time?
Time for what?
The voice.
What voice?
I don't know.
Our friendly neighborhood dragon
voice? The friendly neighborhood Waterdeep public employee voice that we seem to keep encountering?
No, actually, when you get there, there is a 4-foot... more cat than humanoid looking tabaxi.
What color is its fur?
It's black.
Okay.
Why?
I don't know. There's just one particular tabaxi that I personally have a dislike for, so.
It's black, except he's got kind of a white chest.
Okay.
And he looks at you, he goes, "Well, hello. How can I assist you today?"
"Hello, I'm Mayor Stumblefoot. This is my friend Aileen Sugarbaker."
"That it's an honor to meet you in person, Mayor."
"It's an honor to meet you. What happens to be your name, sir?"
"My name is Felix."
"Felix. Nice to meet you, Felix.
How can I assist you today?"
"Well, we're looking for the ownership records for a particular building in town."
"Which one?"
"Only on Tuesday's Bakery."
"Oh, I love that place. They do an awesome cruller. Well, let me go check out the records." He goes and rummages in the back. Starts kind of singing to himself a little bit. And he comes out. "Here we go. The owner deed for Only on Tuesdays."
"I would like to read it."
Yeah, it's an ownership deed, and it is in the title to a Rasham and Sionia Criswin.
"I would like to cast Detect Magic."
You pick up no magic off of this piece of paper.
"I would like to examine it to see if it's been forged."
Go ahead and make a perception check. No, an investigation check. Derp.
Is he holding it where Aileen can see it?
"Are you?"
"And standing right next to me." Oh, it's not great. It's a 13.
It looks pretty official to you.
I'm going to hold it up to the light and look for the, you know, like the city watermark and everything.
It's there.
"Well, this looks like a dead end."
"They have managed to completely obliterate my family."
"I don't think this is the end, but for now, it appears that everything is in order, and there's nothing that I can do from an official capacity. Felix, thank you very much for your help," and I will push the papers back towards him.
He takes them and he looks at you and goes, "Is there something wrong? I mean..."
"Oh, there's just been a... there's a dispute over the chain of custody of the business, and I wanted to come down here and take a look at the records."
"Oh, are you talking about Rasham and Siona?" They're a great couple. It's the that human elf couple that owns that place. They're quite lovely.
I'll have to stop by sometime and say hello.
Oh, I highly recommend it.
They use fake vanilla. No, alien's just gonna walk out.
Right, well, have a blessed day.
You as well. Sorry, couldn't be more help.
It's all right. Thank you. You're doing a fine job here. And I'll turn around and walk out.
I don't know where to go from here.
We're going north. That's where we're going.
All right. Well, we'll go ahead and call it here for this episode of Playing Games with Strangers. So thank you out there in listener land for hanging out with us and
playing games with strangers.
Joining us for this wild ride. I apologize for how sidetracked we got.
Wilder ride, one might say.
We got very sidetracked. I think most of this is just going to be left in because laughter is infectious. And you know, quite frankly, when people break on podcasts like that, I have a tendency to laugh along with them. So be sure to check out Sage's Portal. Please consider being our patron.
Yeah, they sell good dice.
Please consider being our patron. That helps us out. We want to make this to be as big and weird as you want it to be. And, you know, that helps us do that. Hope to catch you next time.
Just remember, if you can't laugh with us, laugh at us.
You have been listening to the Playing Games with Strangers podcast with the voices of John Haryu, Catherine Serwinski, Dave Clements, J.S. Earls, Celeste Mora, Josiah Crandall, Eric Campagno, and Steve MacDonald. The theme music was written and performed by Steve Arthur, used with permission. Find more of his music on Facebook or wherever you purchase music digitally. Please review this podcast wherever you download it from to help other podcasters find our podcast and join our community. And once again, thank you for listening.
Bye now.